Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You ever had a dream that was so frightening you woke up and felt like the universe owed you an explanation?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's jarring to wake up like that.
I mean, it's full of sweat. And I was like, I typically I have nightmares. I have nightmares all the time.
Really?
All the time. I don't know why. Ever since I was a kid. And it's always dreams that when you wake up and you look back on it, logically, you're like, I should have known that was a dream. But when you're in it, it just feels really scary. And it's always, I'm always like running, but I can't run. Mm-hmm. Or I have a weapon, but it doesn't work.
Right.
I'm in a fight, but I can't move my arms. It's always something like that. And normally I either forget them or when I wake up, I don't even worry about them because it was clearly just a silly dream per se.
You ever catch yourself like yelling in your dreams and it wakes you up?
Yes.
Almost whimpering?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I try not to tell people about those because those are embarrassing. This particular one, it was, I don't know if it was that it was scary or that it was scary, but it was more like the specificness of it. And it still to this moment doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I will say this. I think I got to stop watching the crime docs at night. That, Kristen, you know we share this.
Yes, we do.
I think I have to stop.
I was watching Dateline last night, to go to bed, trying to figure out if this woman was really kidnapped or not.
See? I like literally go to sleep to this stuff. And I end up falling asleep. And for some odd reason, I'm in a car and I'm with a friend of mine who I haven't seen in years. And I'm with another guy whom I don't even know. I don't know who this person is, but in the dream, we appear to have been mutual friends somehow. And he's in the front of the car. I'm in the back of the car. My friend is in the passenger seat of the car. And it's an older car. I remember this part specifically because it was my first car. It's like an 80-something Toyota Camry. That's what the car is. And mm-hmm. It's a gold car. And we're in this car today, right? And this still feels like normal to me.
Gold Camry, man. Now you just sound like you're bragging.
So we're driving, and then we're driving for a long time to the point where in the dream I can feel myself saying something's not right. Like, why are we driving this far? Why is no one talking? It just feels weird. And then we go past, like, these fields, and I'm kind of just looking out of the window into the fields. It almost feels like I'm by myself, but even though these people are with me. And then we get into like this place that's, it seems like a maze. It's some kind of maze. And when we get out the car, they're saying like, all right, guys, we're going to go have fun in this maze. And when you see it from the outside, it kind of looks like if you've ever seen that meme with The Weeknd, when he's like, it's a bunch of mirrors and he's trying to find out which way to go.
Uh-huh.
It gives that, but it's dark and it's no mirrors. It's like a little bit of light, but it's pure darkness. So my friend gets out the car first, and he says, all right, I'm going to catch y'all later. And he just walks away. So now it's awkward because, like, that was my friend. Why is he leaving? I don't even really know this other guy. So the other guy gets out the car, and he just stands there, and he's, like, staring at me through the window. So I get out the car, like, what are we doing? And he's like, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to disappear into the maze. So I'm like, what? You're going to do what? So he's like, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to disappear into the maze. And I'm like, and then what? And then he says, well, if I find you, it's not going to be good for you.
Oh, damn.
Just like that. So I'm like, hold up, bro. Like, let's discuss. I don't even know you. Like, mm-hmm. What could I possibly have done that you put me in this? And he goes, 29, 28, 27.
Starts counting.
Just starts counting down. So I'm like, we're not going to talk about this. Like, we're not going. And then I start calling out to my friend. And he turns around and he looks at me. And then he turns back around, he shakes his head, and he just keeps walking.
Like he knows something bad's about to happen to you.
He knew exactly what was about to go down. He just wanted to get far away from it as possible.
Sounds like something Keyon would do, your friend.
It does, actually.
In real life.
No. You're on your own on this one. Hey, bro, you got 20 seconds.
He would probably be asleep.
Yeah, I was about to say, no, Keyon would not be in the car because he would be 2 hours late.
He would definitely have been late. So then as the guy gets to like 24, 23, I realize, okay, there's no negotiating here. I got to find my way out of here. So I try to go beyond the maze, but I realized that if I were to run straight, like, he was just going to follow me. So I thought, okay, maybe my best bet is to actually go into this maze. So I go in the maze, and I can hear his voice, like, coming behind me, counting down, and it just keeps counting down. And no matter how I run or which way I go, his voice just keeps getting closer and closer and closer. And then when he gets down to about 5 or 4, I feel myself just panic. And just let go. Like, I was like, I can't get out of this. Like, there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I stop, I turn around, and as I turn around, he's looking at me, and he goes to pull something out of his jacket, and I never got to see what it was, because as soon as he pulls it out of his jacket, I hear, like, this explosion sound, and then I just wake up. And I'm, like, sweating, and I'm breathing heavy, and I genuinely feel like this just happened to me because my adrenaline is rushing and it's pumping. And I started looking it up to see, like, what this could possibly mean, and I got nothing. But
I just did the same thing.
Did you?
Wondering, like, what a maze. So I just, in a quick Google search, somebody says dreaming of a labyrinth or a maze could mean that someone will deceive you, but also that some past experience has affected you badly and it still brings you suffering, which means you will have to deal with this in the near future. If in your dream you are lost in a labyrinth and you do not manage to come out before your dream is over, a long trial may happen in your waking life. If you manage to get out of the labyrinth, but it took you very long, a difficult thing in your life needs to be solved right away.
That's if I got out.
That's if you got out, but you didn't.
I didn't get out.
You die every time.
Every single time.
Every time.
Every time. That's interesting, though. The part you said about me having things in my life that have been bothering me for a long time that I need to figure out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it.
Guarantee.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
right.
The one.
This is The Bert Show.